KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
At 7:06, it's mostly cloudy in Atlantic and 70 degrees. We look for skies to be partly cloudy to cloudy today with a chance of isolated showers and thunderstorms in the high of 84. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Lindeman Tractor, offering you farm equipment that works as hard as you do. In Southwest Iowa news, the Iowa State Patrol Tuesday released information about a motorcycle accident that took place late Saturday morning in Adams County. Authorities say at around 11:50 a.m., a 2018 Honda CBR100, operated by 33-year-old Michael Dean Bowles of Creston, was traveling north on Corning Carl Road, about 1/2 mile south of 150th Street. When, for reasons unknown, the machine went off the road to the right and entered the east ditch, the cycle came to rest in a field. Bowles died at the scene. The accident remains under investigation. Sheriff's officials in Montgomery County report a woman was arrested for OWI first offense following an investigation into an accident that took place around 1:30 this morning. The crash happened in the area of Highway 34 and 200th Street. Authorities say Ashley Gossett Nye of Villisca also faces a charge of interference with official acts. She was transported to the Montgomery County Jail and held on a $1,000 bond. Red Oak Fire and Rescue and Red Oak Police assisted at the scene of that accident. Police in Creston say an accident Tuesday afternoon at the intersection of Lincoln, Kirby, and Russell Streets resulted in charges against 53-year-old Joel Allen Weeks from Creston. Weeks was driving a 1993 Ford Ranger pickup southbound on Lincoln at around 1:10 p.m. and was turning left onto Russell Street when he failed to complete the turn and struck a telephone pole. Weeks then got out of the vehicle and walked away from the scene. After witnesses gave police a description of the pickup's driver, Weeks was found about 2 blocks east of the scene. He showed symptoms of intoxication but refused all sobriety tests. He was subsequently charged with OWI third offense, driving while barred, a registration violation, and failure to maintain control. Damage to the pickup was estimated at $3,000. Iowa health officials early this morning reported there have been 11 more deaths in the state attributed to COVID-19 since 10 a.m. Tuesday, for a total of 946, and 339 new confirmed cases of the virus for a total of 49,521. Long-term care facility deaths account for 508 of the state's death toll. Here in Cass County, there was a slight jump in the number of positive cases from 74 on Tuesday to 79 today. Of those, 44 have recovered from the virus. The data continues to show most of those who have tested positive in Cass County are in the 18 to 40 age bracket, 46%, with the 0 to 17 and 41 to 60 age groups each having 20% of the cases. Those 61 and older make up for 11% of the cases, and those who are over the age of 80 make up just 3% of the positive COVID-19 test result cases. The IDPH says more than 529,300 Iowans have been tested. 3,361 have tested negative since 10 a.m. Tuesday, for a total of 476,631 to date. And 38,529 Iowans have recovered from the virus. Hospitalization data show 243 people are hospitalized with COVID-19 symptoms. 72 are in an ICU, 53 were admitted to a hospital since Tuesday, and 25 are on a ventilator. Southwest and Western Iowa hospitals are reporting 12 people in a hospital with COVID-19. 5 are in an ICU. 3 were, rather, there were 0 persons admitted and no one on a ventilator on Tuesday. Long-term care facility data shows 28 outbreaks. That's 3 more than Tuesday. 833 patients and staff have tested positive at those facilities, and 472 have recovered. Here are the latest positive case numbers from Southwest and Western Iowa since 10 a.m. on Tuesday. As we mentioned, Cass County has 79 cases. That's up from 74 on the other day. Also, one death since the outbreak was recorded. Adair County still has 30 cases with 20 recovered. Adams County, 16 cases and 13 recovered. Audubon County has 29 cases, 18 recovered, and one death in Audubon County. Guthrie County has 135 cases, 106 of those recovered, and 5 deaths. Montgomery County has 60 positive cases, 38 recovered, and 4 deaths. Pottawatomie County has a current caseload of 1,332, with 997 of those having recovered, and there have been 26 deaths to date. And Shelby County has 186 cases. That's one more than Tuesday. 160 have recovered, and there has been one death in Shelby County. In our funeral announcements, Joanne C. Larson, age 90, of Atlantic, died Saturday at the Heritage House. Funeral services for Joanne Larson will be today at 10:30 at St. Paul's Lutheran Church in Atlantic, with Hockenberry Funeral Home of Atlantic in charge of arrangements. Mabel Stahl, age 102, of Walnut, died November 6th at the Heritage House. A graveside service for Mabel Stahl will be today at 10:30 at the Layton Township Cemetery in Walnut. Hockenberry Funeral Home in Atlantic has arrangements. Ruth Knopp, age 100 of Atlantic, died Monday at the Cass County Hospital. Funeral services for Ruth Knopp will be today at 3 o'clock at Zion Lutheran Church in Atlantic, with Hockenberry Funeral Home in charge of arrangements. Michael Wellman, age 46 of Harlan, died Friday. Memorial services for Michael Wellman will be this afternoon at 3 o'clock at the Paulie Jones Funeral Home in Harlan. Marvin Clark, age 84 of Oakland, died August the 6th. A private family funeral for Marvin Clark will be on Thursday at 10:30 at the Oakland United Methodist Church. Reconvened Funeral Home is in charge of the arrangements, and the funeral will be streamed live on their Facebook page. Robert Greer, age 42 of Harlan, died August 8th. A visitation for Robert Greer will be on Thursday from 5 until 7 p.m. at the Hoy Kilnoski Funeral Home in Council Bluffs. Arlene Wiederstein, age 76 of Audubon, died Monday at the Exira Care Center. A visitation for Arlene Wiederstein will be Thursday from 5 until 8 p.m. at the Kessler Funeral Home of Exira, with the time of remembrance and prayer at 6:30 p.m. on Thursday. Beverly Redler, age 86 of Atlantic, died August the 4th. Funeral services for Beverly Redler will be this Friday at 10:30 at the Hockenberry Funeral Home in Atlantic. Arletha Hockett, age 92 of Tennant, died Sunday. Memorial services for Arletha Hockett will be Friday at 11 a.m. at the Paulie Jones Funeral Home in Harlan. Richard Dick Marshall, age 84 of Griswold, died Monday. A memorial service for Dick Marshall will be Friday at 11 o'clock at the Griswold Central Church of Christ. Visitation of the family will take place 1 hour prior to the memorial service. Social distancing will be encouraged. Recon Dune Funeral Home of Griswold has the arrangements. Timothy Jacobson, age 40, of Harlan, died Sunday in Omaha. Funeral services for Timothy Jacobson will be Friday at 6 o'clock at the Paulie Jones Funeral Home in Harlan. Roy Big John Butler, age 80, of Trainer, a native of Atlantic, died August the 7th. Funeral services for Big John Butler will be on Saturday at 10 o'clock at the Hoy Kilnoski Funeral Home in Council Bluffs. Merle Trent, age 90, of Stewart, died Monday at his home. Graveside services for Merle Trent will be Saturday at 10:30 at the West Cemetery in Panora. Twig Funeral Home of Panora has arrangements. Lila Fenn, age 94, of Arizona and formerly of Oakland, died July 28th. Funeral services for Lila Fenn will be Saturday at 1 o'clock at the Lus Hills Funeral Home in Carson. Kenneth Carstens, age 84, of Messina, died Monday at the Caring Acres Nursing and Rehab. No services will be held at this time for Kenneth Carstens due to COVID-19. Steen Funeral Home in Messina is in charge of the professional arrangements. And Wayne Emanuel Pedersen, age 91, of Atlantic, died Tuesday at Atlantic Specialty Care. Services for Wayne Pedersen are pending at the Hockenberry Funeral Home in Atlantic. The news was brought to you by Lindemann Tractor. Lindemann Tractor is good news for your blues. I'm Rick Hansen, KJAN News.